The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the show's participants and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KXNT or CBS Radio. This show is not intended to provide listeners with specific medical advice, and you should seek assistance of a medical professional.
This is It's Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. The doctor is in to talk about your health and your vitality on FM News 100.5.
Good morning, Las Vegas, and welcome to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. I want to give my listeners my website. It's vitalitymedicalwellness.com. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. I want to thank my listeners for joining me every Saturday right here on 100.5 FM News. We got hot topics talking about healthcare, nutrition. Last week we were talking about vitamins, supplements, what kind of supplements you should buy, and some of the common nutrient deficiencies that you see out there. I have a great guest with me today, and I brought the expert on nutritional testing, vitamin testing, mineral testing. I have Kirsten, who's a master in nutrition and our Western Division trainer with SpectraCell Laboratories, in the studio with me today, and we're going to be answering all your questions about what type of vitamin testing, what type of mineral testing, and nutrients that people should be concerned about. Welcome, Kirsten.
Thank you, Dr. Thomas. Good to be here.
All right, Kirsten. So we've had a lot of conversation. You spent a lot of time in my office. We talked last week about nutrients and vitamin deficiencies and all this marketing that's out there. And you can walk down any aisle of a health food store and see what marketing does. Are you tired? Can't sleep? And it's so common for the consumer just to see that and be desperate for help and pick up that nutrient supplement. And, you know, last week we talked about some of the things that are in these nutrients. We had our listeners pick up a bottle of fish oil, and we talked to them about poking the capsule, having it squeeze out. I got so many calls last week about the rancid smell in people's fish oil. I had people call in the office.
Fish all day long, right?
Exactly. <Bad. laughs> So we talked about kind of the quality of vitamins, what people should be looking for out there. And now today we want to talk about how you shouldn't just go out there, walk down the aisle, pick a supplement to take because you're tired, you can't sleep at night, you got that foggy memory out there. Even depression, anxiety, people are searching for answers and become desperate to have anything that can help them out there. So this is a great testing that's done. We say test, take out the guessing. This test actually looks at specific nutrients and vitamins and really customizes a vitamin plan for our listeners out there. So I want to talk a little bit about different types of testing. It's common for the consumer not to know what type of testing to go have done. They think they can go in to traditional family practice, internal medicine, at your local laboratory here, have your testing done, but that's not always the answer out there. I have people even come in and say, you know, I had my B12 tested, I had my folate tested, and everything's normal. Well, there's so much more in nutrients and vitamins out there that you don't want to just look at the simple ones that people hear, because oftentimes it's a cascade. And I always say at my practice, the whole body works together. It's not just your hormones. It's just not your nutrition. You're not going to lose weight, have energy, feel good, or get rid of that foggy brain by just fixing one thing.
Right.
It's kind of like a car. It's got to all be fixed to work together. So So I want to talk a little bit about the testing with SpectraCell Laboratories and how it's different than going and getting a traditional blood test done.
All right. Well, we really are looking at individualized medicine, which I think is the real push for most people. It's not a one-size-fits-all. And so SpectraCell testing, what we do with our micronutrient test, the flagship of what we do, is looking at 34 different analytes intracellularly. So that's different than what you might get if you go to get a red blood cell folate or even a 25-hydroxy vitamin D. We are able to assess within that concert that you were talking about and within that multitude of interactions and reactions, what exactly is insufficient or functionally deficient. We're not talking about a primary vitamin deficiency. We're not talking about beriberi or scurvy, although you can have some people who've had bariatric bypass surgery where this can exist. But by and largely here in this place in this world, we're not talking about primary vitamin deficiencies. We are talking more like a triage theory, sort of Bruce Ames style. And he's a researcher who's been around at University of Berkeley for a long time, who has come up with a triage theory saying that your body will sacrifice long-term gain and long-term health to make sure that you are stabilized today. So if your pH of your blood is not right, if it's off, you're going to leach calcium. And if you're not getting calcium from your diet, you're going to take calcium from the bones. And when you do that for the long term, what are you going to have? Osteopenia and osteoporosis. You're going to have side effects of lower bone density. So what we're looking at is to optimize the values as it relates to symptoms. You know, people are coming to you for what?
Fatigue.
Right.
And sleep problems. We live in this 24-hour town full of stress.
Mm-hmm.
People have anxiety. We see it even in their cortisol levels. And I've talked about this even on other shows, how abnormal cortisol levels, it was great with all the marketing out there, got lots of commercials on the TV, take cortisol blockers, you'll lose weight. Well, if there was a fix, we'd all be skinny. We'd never have to worry about losing weight. We could just take a pill, take green tea, and all these commercials out there that have just really confused people on what to take and what not to take out there. And the benefit of this is it's not a spot check.
Right.
So you're not going to come in and get this test done and it be just what's floating around in the blood. It's actually going to look at what you've been nutrient deficient in for a period of time, correct?
Yeah, and that's what you make a really good point about, is if you go in and get a standard blood test at, you know, normal labs, you're going to get a serum analysis. We are doing the only intracellular analysis. We are actually doing, it's an in vitro challenge, where we're taking the T lymphocytes, which are in the white blood cells, out of the sample that's given at Dr. Thomas's office. So you're going to give whole blood when you go in there. And we're going to centrifuge and spin that. We're based in Houston, Texas. We're the only lab who does this. When we stress those cells to grow, we are looking for a percentile of rate of growth to be expected. If your body cannot perform, or if those cells do not perform, you understand that you're going to be insufficient. But the T lymphocyte has got a lifespan of about 4 to 6 months. So it's much longer than anything else out there. If you were to go get a blood test, what your body or what you ate the night before, even maybe perhaps what you have eaten for breakfast, would have influenced what the values are for you. This is truly not going to be confounding. It's not going to intercede, and it's not going to get in the way of giving you some values that are true, because that lifespan of the T lymphocyte is 4 to 6 months.
So the intracellular, and it's really important for our listeners to know that that is the best test. This is the only testing out there that's offered that actually looks at the intracellular component of what nutrients you're actually deficient in and how important it is to know this. Mm-hmm. Vitamins and minerals play such a large role in our bodies, and oftentimes we'll see fatigue alone. You know, we had talked before the show just about B12 and how it's a common nutrient deficiency, but taking too much B12 or even taking the wrong B12, mm-hmm. It, you know, Kristen, it drives me crazy. We've had lots of talks about this, about pick up your vitamin supplement and look at the form of B12 that is in that supplement. And most of the over-the-counter, I don't know if I've ever seen an over-the-counter that actually has that active form of B12 in it. So people are out there consuming these vitamins that they may not be nutrient deficient in. Mm-hmm. It may not be their problem, but they're searching for answers to cure these common symptoms that they're having of fatigue, mm-hmm. sleep problems at nighttime, waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning every single morning, or even waking up and having that foggy brain. But in marketing, you see, go take some B12, you'll feel energy, you'll feel fantastic, you'll lose weight. But oftentimes, and even clinics now are giving these B vitamin shots, which may not ultimately be the answer to
everything. And a lot of these clinics have the B vitamin shots that will contain a folate in it that is the folic acid. It's the synthetic form. And it's not the actual methyl folate. And methylation is super, super important, we're finding. We can test for a couple of different genetic SNPs, the 677 and the 1298. And basically, if you have the wrong copies of these genetic mutations, you can have real problems with sleep. You have serious issues with mood and depression. You have problems losing weight. Cardiovascular incidents and risk factors rise, especially elevated homocysteine, which is a toxic amino acid that isn't properly metabolized, because if you're taking either synthetic forms or forms that you are not able to convert based on your SNPs, they're called single nucleotide polymorphisms, based on this genetic predisposition, you are doing yourself damage. But unless you test for these things, you're not going to know. And you're also not going to know that, you know, the grains that you're eating that have folic acid in it, is actually doing you a lot of damage. It's another reason to avoid gluten and grains that are out there. So, yeah.
And it's important because everything is so genetically engineered. When you look, we brought up even peanut butter on this show. Pull your can of peanut butter out of your cabinet and look at what's in that. If it says anything other than peanuts, you're putting processed food in your body. You're putting preservatives in there. And people don't even realize it. They think that they're eating something that's nutritionally beneficial because they're searching out for these foods that may contain the minerals that they've heard that cure foggy memory, cure insomnia. Yeah. But that's really not, you know, the point out there. And, you know, it drives me crazy, like we had talked about, when we, you know, see these vitamin shots, and we really think that the listener should be educated on what they're getting and make sure that they're getting the active form if they really do need that. And not all B12 is great for you. Yeah. And some of them supplements, even we had people read last week on the other ingredients. You'll see it way down in a font of 4 where you need a magnifying glass to read it. And I've had people this week even bring into the clinic, you know, their vitamin supplements and what they're taking. And then I pull it out to them. We talked about this big crave out there for, you know, losing weight, the HCG drops. And I've had somebody bring in that actually had ethanol alcohol in it.
Wow.
And the HCG drops. And how great can that be for your body? And you know, I want to talk a little bit too after
rubbing
we...
alcohol.
Yeah, exactly. So you're right there. You're putting it in and you're sublingual and the mucous membrane where it absorbs, you know, the best out there. And then, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about weight loss and thyroid symptoms and depression and some of the nutrients after the break. We're also going to bring up too some of the medications and most common prescription medications out there and how they may be actually making you sick because you have nutrient deficiencies that are being caused by these nutrients. We're going to be right back after a short break. I am Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, with Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. My office phone number is 702-731-1200.
TV's number one drama, NCIS, is back.
Nice.
Get ready for the season premiere.
I think I'm going to like this.
Tuesday, only CBS.
Until now, recovery from a life-destroying addiction to alcohol or prescription painkillers has always been a slow, painful process with a high failure rate. Until now. Now you can have a second chance at life. The results may vary. At Las Vegas-based Innovative Detox, we offer our unique ID method, a patent-pending medical detox and addiction treatment procedure based on the Beckett Protocol. For patients who are medically qualified candidates under anesthesia, our ID method program can free you from physical addiction. Then, by medically blocking the addiction receptors in your brain, our program can set your life on a new course by reducing your physical craving for alcohol or prescription painkillers. Free to begin your second chance at life. To find out if our exclusive ID method may be right for you, call 702-450-8450 or visit us on the web at innovativedetox.com. Your second chance at life starts today.
Do you strive for a healthy body and better way of life? Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center, understands and focuses her practice on health promotion, disease prevention, and the well-being of her patients. Her extensive education and training allows her to provide comprehensive care, including health assessments, diagnosing and managing acute illnesses, and managing chronic conditions. If you are feeling fatigue, stress, weight gain, why wait to feel better, Las Vegas? Call today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Christy plays a pivotal role in the future of healthcare and is at the forefront of providing preventative care to the public. She can be heard on KXNT News Talk every Saturday morning at 10 a.m., sharing her advice and taking your calls. Strive for a healthy body and better way of life. Call Vitality Medical and Wellness Center today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Or visit online, vitalitymedicalwellness.com.
Listen to the tone of Melissa's voice, yes, the urgency tense in Melissa. You sound tense, Melissa. I'm here live from the iPhone location. I don't know what's going to happen next.
You're like, everyone's like, get out of my way.
So there's not that kind of kumbaya kind of camaraderie going on right now.
Weekday morning, 6 to 9 on FM News 100.5. This is It's Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. The doctor is in to talk about your health and your vitality on FM News 100.5.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. And I want to encourage my listeners to give us a call if you have any questions after the show. We'll be taking your calls and answering your questions. We've been talking about how to test for vitamin deficiencies and really don't guess and walk and buy some type of supplement over the counter because it actually may be making you sick. And it may not be the right vitamin. There may be fillers in there. We had discussed even in some of them fillers, it's cork byproduct and drywall byproduct. It's got preservatives in it. We talked about how some of them even have rubbing alcohol in. They're out there advertising, lose weight, you know, cure depression, relieve your anxiety symptoms. Even, you know, people, Kristen, I want to talk about some of the common things that we actually see out there and some of the nutrient deficiencies that people have. And, you know, people that take, a good example is people that take, have high cholesterol. They go on a statin drug and it causes all these nutrient deficiencies that actually may be giving them joint pain, muscle pain. And I hear it so often that people say they're allergic to something because they're having side effects. But ultimately, it may be just blocking all the nutrients in your body that cascades to all these other symptoms and problems that oftentimes you get put on another medication to help cure that symptom and problem.
That's called iatrogenic. Isn't that called the iatrogenic effects of medicine? That, you know, you've got something that then dovetails and you've got to take Haldol, you've got to take, you know, a Tagamet or something like that to counteract the negative effects of the med that you're on. Right?
Exactly. And oftentimes, you know, my patients will come in and they may be experiencing fatigue and you pick up that they're on the statin drug and has anybody ever told you need to take a good quality CoQ10 because that drug actually blocks your CoQ10 and we all know the importance of CoQ10. I mean, you can do a simple Google search right there on that and see how it affects your heart and how it affects muscles and joints. And oftentimes people will come in and they've had these leg pains and joint pains and taking a simple nutrient and we'll test them and they come back deficient, fix their nutrient deficiencies and they feel fantastic.
And CoQ10 is a part of energy producing that's called the electron transport chain. And so that happens, you know, within the myalgias when you've got the fatigue and the pain and there's all sorts of different kinds of fatigue. I'm sure you see this all the time. People are like, I'm tired. You say, well, do you not sleep well? Well, no. Okay, that might be one reason you're tired. But I'm just tired. Like, I can't think anymore. So mental fatigue. That's a different kind of fatigue. They're all related to various nutritional inadequacies or suboptimizations. And so if, you know, you are not optimized in terms of what is right for you, then you're going to have all sorts of exacerbations of symptoms that become sort of unspeakable. You know, you go to your standard doctor and you go, I'm tired. And they go, great, take this Ambien. This is going to help you sleep better at night. But that causes a whole slew of other nutrient deficiencies, your B vitamins, your calcium, which is supposed to be helpful for relaxation and sleep. So you're dumping your calcium, magnesium, which is also great for cardioprotectiveness as well as muscle relaxing.
One of the most common deficiencies, magnesium.
You see that a lot, don't you? Magnesium is a huge thing, especially with people who oversupplement calcium. So we know that in America, calcium is supposed to be great for bones, but then we overdo it. Let's see where you are. Get a baseline of where you are and find out what you really need so that you can create a plan with Dr. Thomas that she can track and make sure you're actually achieving eradication of those symptoms that are esoteric. You know, they're benign symptoms that you could just limp along for a long time until you realize you've got diabetes or you've got, you know, whatever degenerative cardiovascular disease that you have. You know, if you're at the pinnacle or at the top of that hill, the hill of health, we call it, which is, I know, a little cheesy, but it makes a good point that there's a slippery slope. You know, by the time you're checking your blood pressure and looking at even particle number above and beyond what we're looking at with cholesterol, if you're already down there because your BP, your blood pressure is rising, you've already slipped halfway down that health slope, that hill of health. We want to check, you know, you want to check yourself when you're not that far down the hill before you have prediabetes or overt diabetes. So why wouldn't you check that genetic structure? Why wouldn't you look at the micronutrient analysis and see where you are to see how you can really prevent? And it's a truly preventative test, which I think is what makes it unique.
And oftentimes you'll see patients come in and they have this little borderline hyperglycemia. Mm-hmm. They can't lose weight. They're struggling to lose weight. So common they come in. And I got to tell you, most people, they don't eat enough because they're not eating the right foods. So they're making bad food choices out there that are depleting their nutrients, or they're not eating nutrient-rich food because everything is picked green, shipped in a truck.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
The last stages of ripening are where your nutrients go in. And I don't care how much spinach and kale you put in your blender in the morning and make that smoothie with. Magnesium is a huge deficiency out there that we see. Even our omega-3s and omega-6s out there, all of our fish is not wild-caught. It's farm-raised. It's not nutrient-rich in these supplements out there that they're taking. And most people need to supplement this vitamins and minerals out there, but we don't want people just going and buying something over the counter and guessing. And this test is great because, again, as we mentioned in the first part of the show, it looks at the intracellular minerals and vitamins so that you can really customize a vitamin program and a supplement program for you, and not just a general program. You know, take a multi, take a fish oil. You're really customizing that program specific, you know, for yourself. And, you know, I want to talk a little bit about thyroid. And, you know, you and I have talked a lot about this. And so often I see people come in, they're taking their, you know, multiple medications, whether they're on Armour thyroid, natural thyroid, levothyroxine, Cytomel, and they're struggling and still symptomatic with their thyroid. But they come in, they've had the traditional testing done, they are normal, they're within the normal range, but they're still having symptoms of being hypothyroid. They're still having fatigue. They can't lose weight. Their metabolism's still running a little bit slower. They may be having hair loss. They may be having this dry skin, foggy brain, which are all them classic symptoms, but they go, they're getting on their medication. They're treated within the normal range, but nutrients are so important to the thyroid, and most people are deficient even if they don't have thyroid problems.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, when you look at the nutritional relation of thyroid metabolism or thyroid hormone metabolism, you know, you've got your TSH, and I don't want to get too like technical here, but T4 is the inactive thyroxine, not as active as T3. T3 is what everybody's after. That's what boosts metabolism. That's what makes you feel better in the morning. That's what gives you energy. That's what burns the brown adipose tissue. That T4 to T3 conversion, interestingly, is selenium dependent. Selenium is a mineral. And so if you do not have enough selenium, that conversion that happens in the body, it should happen naturally, is not happening. So how many people do you have who might be taking T3 because their T4 is low, or maybe they're taking a combo T4, T3 just to make sure that they're, you know, masking what's going on in their body? You know, they probably come into you and you go, hey, why don't we take a little bit of selenium? Look at the test and see if you're, I mean, 9 times out of 10, you test those people and their selenium values come back low. Oh, big, big surprise.
You take all the medication in the world, but if you don't have the nutrients to fix it.
Zinc is also really important when it comes to manufacture of good quality thyroid hormone. And so, you know, looking at those few minerals, not to mention vitamin A, vitamin C and E as antioxidants. I mean, you can have a lot of oxidative processes going on that are inhibiting the actual thyroid gland from doing what it is. You know, do you see people who come into you with Hashimoto's thyroiditis and have they an autoimmune reason for not being able to convert? So they're just not producing what they need to because they're inflamed. So inflammation is, you know, a little step further on that the hill of health. But by the time you've got a patient who's coming to you because their thyroid is wonky, they're already also sliding down that hill.
Your thyroid's inflamed, there's more inflammation in your body than your thyroid. Yeah. And it's so important even for heart health, your blood pressure, your cholesterol levels. You'll start to see everything go a little bit borderline. You're told to, you know, make some lifestyle changes and it's going to fix that problem. But it may just be a simple nutrient, your nutritional deficiency, because our foods that we eat, even if you eat a perfect world, you're not going to get the nutrients from the foods and how they're, you know, processed and how they're grown. And it's impossible to eat completely organic, grass-fed. And, you know, you can try as much as you can. Right. It gets very expensive and pricey for patients. You know, I want
to... We don't live in the agriculture mecca of the country either, right? It's hard. Yeah.
I want to talk to a little bit as we're heading into... I know the allergies have started. I've been suffering myself for the last several weeks. Some of you guys may even hear it in my voice this morning about the allergy symptoms and that you're having out there. And we're heading into the big flu season. We're heading into cold season and we're already starting to see patients in the clinic. And one thing that this test does provide is it provides an immunodex mm-hmm. function, and that's a testing that looks at immune function. It also looks at antioxidant function. So not only are we looking at your vitamins and minerals testing it, but they're going to group these together and look at how they work with the immune system and the antioxidant function. Will you tell us a little bit about the immune testing that this does and how important as we're heading in to this season, you know, right here in Las Vegas, and how patients can benefit from it?
So getting back to the foundations of the micronutrient test is we are looking at the T lymphocyte, which is a part of your immunity. It is an in vitro test once we finally get that, and we're growing the cells in cultures. You know, if we're looking at a B1, for instance, we're going to have three wells, and one B1 is going to serve as a control, and the other two are going to be experimental. We add a mitogen, and a mitogen stresses those cells to grow. With the Spectrax, or the Immunodex, actually, what we're doing is we're adding, let's say we're looking at Dr. Thomas's blood versus my T lymphocyte in my blood, and we add the mitogen to the cocktail, or to the wells. And let's say we only need a little bit of mitogen to make Christie's cells grow, to spark the growth, whereas I need three times that mitogen to make my cells do what they do. I should say, and it is worth mentioning, that this test is not appropriate for people who are undergoing chemotherapy, and also for people who have overt AIDS and HIV, because their cells, if they have low enough T counts, are not going to grow. It's just not going to work for them. And unfortunately, those two groups of patients would be really valid to have this done with, but it's not going to be very beneficial, and you're going to be a little disappointed. So that said, looking at the whole immune factors of what we're looking at has a lot to do with, this is an immune test, first and foremost, an immune test that is rooted in our ability to absorb intracellular nutrition. And so when you look at what's going on, you're going to find things like your antioxidants that are going to be really, really beneficial for helping to quell that inflammatory response. So we're looking at alpha-lipoic acid. We're looking at glutathione, which is your major intracellular antioxidant. We're looking at vitamin D, which does have some antioxidant properties, vitamin C, vitamin A, vitamin CoQ10 is another one that we're looking at. So we have a whole spectrum of individual antioxidants and then an overall rating for Immunodex as well as a Spectrax, which is an overall antioxidant function.
Kirsten, I want to thank you for coming on the show and talking to my listeners about how important it is to get your vitamins and minerals tested and to look at what nutrients out there and stop the guessing game and buying supplements that may help you and really come in and get tested. I do want to mention to my listeners, if you email me at info@vitalitymedicalwellness.com, we are going to be giving away a free SpectraCell micronutrient testing. Again, it's info@vitalitymedicalwellness.com. We do have to take a quick break. I have an exciting guest coming up on the last half of the show. I want to thank my listeners for listening to Kirsten, and hopefully we've brought over how important it is to get your nutrients and vitamins tested and how it really does help. We're going to be right back. I am your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. I'll give you my phone number. It's 702-731-1200.
The Pumpkin Bagel Bash has begun at Einstein's Brothers Bagels. That's right, their fresh-baked pumpkin bagels and double-whipped pumpkin schmear are back. Come in today for any of the five delicious pumpkin treats and a pumpkin latte. Pick your perfect pumpkin, only at Einstein Brothers.
The show in the South Point presents Tony Orlando. Whoa, okay. September 19th through the 21st. Remember?
Three times on the ceiling if you
and how about this one? Tickets at the box office, online at southpointcasino.com, or charged by phone. 702-797-8055. Tony Orlando at the South Point.
Got pain? Get Zim's Max Freeze. Zim's Max Freeze, maximum muscle and joint pain relief. Your solution for temporary relief of aches and pains. Zim's Max Freeze knows your pain and relieves backaches, strains, bruises, and sprains. If you're a senior, weekend warrior, or seasoned athlete, get Zim's Max Freeze. Zim's Max Freeze is fast-acting and deep-penetrating with no lingering odor. Available at all major retailers.
There's a lot of famous brothers out there, but have you heard the Retirement Brothers?
We have a fun show to talk about retirement and all things that concern seniors and retirees.
If you're thinking about retirement or are now retired, let's come up with a sound plan moving forward that's not volatile.
My focus is to help people accomplish those goals.
Join the Retirement Brothers Saturday afternoons at 5
for a light, enjoyable conversation about serious retirement topics
on FM News 100.5 KXNT. Find out more at AshtonStrobel.com.
Dollar Loan Center is now funding title loans. They lend up to 80% of your vehicle's value, and you only pay interest on the days you have your loan out. Visit their 27 area locations. Go to don'tbebroke.com or call 364-LOAN today. Title loans available at select locations. Loan subject to approval.
FM News 100.5. This is It's Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. The doctor is in to talk about your health and your vitality on FM News 100.5.
And we're back on It's Your Health and Vitality. I have an exciting guest for this last half of the show. There is a brand new program right here in Las Vegas. I have Dr. George Valerius with Start Fresh Recovery right here in Las Vegas. This is a clinic that has just opened in September right here, and they're going to actually be having some promotions and grand opening coming up. And we're going to be talking about alcoholism and how it's a complex disease. And it's not just a disease of the brain, and it really is more to treatment out there than just going to counseling, therapy, or an outpatient center, and how it can affect every individual. It may even be people that you don't know or expect. Dr. George, are you there with us?
I'm here, Dr. Thomas. Thanks for having me.
Excellent. And I'm so excited to have you on the show because we got a few minutes yesterday to chat about, you know, alcoholism and drug addiction and how it really is a physiological and a psychosocial component. And oftentimes programs out there just look at and address, you know, the psychosocial aspect of, you know, drug addiction or alcoholism and how it is such a complex disease and it really is a disease of the brain. And socially, it's not accepted. As soon as you tell somebody that they have alcoholism, the first thing they look at is, you know, there's all this negativity out there and it really is a disorder of the brain and it is out there. And we had talked a little bit about some of the statistics out there. And I got to tell my listeners, I was actually shocked myself when we talked yesterday that $225 billion per year are spent on this disease. And that's more than cancer. That's more than obesity out there. So it's just not talked about because it's not socially acceptable.
Exactly. It's such an incredibly costly disease to individuals, their families, society, and our country and economy. In addition, all other health diseases, diabetes, hypertension, people can't treat or address those issues when they're drinking and using, and you can't serve two masters. It's just such a problem. You know, I like to say that it's 0 degrees of separation. There's not anybody probably that isn't touched by alcoholism, whether it's a family member, a dear friend, a coworker, people that have suffered in a car accident. It's a terrible disease. It's a chronic disease. It's complex. It's multifactorial. But you're right. There's no question. It is a disease of brain circuitry and the neurotransmitters and that feedback-seeking loop. And we, as a society, have really done a disservice in treating individuals because, for the most part, it's still just considered a weakness or solely a psychological or social malady when it's much more than that. It's a disease of the brain. And that component of treatment has been left out in virtually all conventional treatment centers, and that's why most people are unsuccessful in recovery.
So they go to these, you know, AA meetings and they get this treatment, or they may be faithfully, you know, participating in a program, but if that physical addiction is not treated, then these patients are going to constantly fail at treatment, correct?
Well, many of them. And AA counseling therapy, all of this stuff is absolutely necessary and important, and we that's part of our program, and we encourage everyone to participate in that. But the psychological, psychosocial, behavioral, spiritual aspect of recovery, like I said, absolutely necessary, and certainly for long-term durable recovery. But it's not enough for most people. And alcoholics will tell you, and many of my close friends in AA and these things will tell you, so many very well-determined individuals who are dying to quit can't, and they fall off at 1 month, at 2 months, at 3 months because of the overwhelming cravings to drink. And that's all a result of a dysregulation and dysfunction in the brain chemistry and the neurotransmission. And that's what's left out. That treatment component is left out in most programs.
And that's what's great about your program. And I know when we talked yesterday for a little bit, I got to tell my listeners that I love your program and how it works. It's very complex. It looks at the whole person. You're not just treating one component. You're looking at the nutrition. You're looking at the physiological. You're looking at the psychosocial components of addiction and how it really is real out there. And I know every one of our listeners out there can benefit from listening to this program out there because, as you said, everyone knows somebody that has had some type of problem in their life with some type of addiction, whether it be alcoholism. And it's just, you know, like we had talked yesterday a little bit, it's some of these people, you know, go to work, they have a job, they can't go into a 30-day treatment center. And the great thing about your program is it's outpatient, it's strictly confidential, and I think that them two components are very important.
Exactly, Dr. Thomas. You know, every treatment has its utility, but many people can't go away for 30 days. Some of these residential centers, you know, people get sent, and certain individuals need that. They need to hit the reset button. They need to be removed. But frequently they get placed in an artificially insulated, sterile environment. And yes, they obtain sobriety for that month, but then they get cast right back out into their life and the stressors and the triggers. Our program is an outpatient program. And so a number of people, even people that drink too much, they're still kind of holding things together. They're functioning on 50% of their potential capacity, but they have families, they still have jobs, they have responsibilities. They don't have the luxury, or nor do they want to be away from their children and their spouse for a month or 2 months or 3 months, and they still have work. So our program allows them not only to recover and still maintain their life and their family and responsibilities. It's purely anonymous. No one has to know that they're in recovery. But also what I feel is very beneficial is they're recovering in real time in the framework of their own life. So rather than being placed in a very beautiful Malibu mansion with serenity, they're recovering and dealing with and identifying the triggers and the stressors, and they're having to avoid them and extinguish them and process them and learn how to recover that important psychological, behavioral, spiritual component of the recovery in real time, real life.
Exactly, and that's what's great because, again, like you said, so many of these people will go into this treatment and they're not exposed to the things that may trigger, you know, them to go back to drinking. Or like you said and mentioned, you know, you drive past a bar and you think that after you've gone to your 30, I'll just have one drink. But in these kind of people, this can trigger, you know, the whole cascade down. And this program really helps people, like you said, in real time life. And it, you know, has a benefit over just going in for a 30-day program and checking in. And it really, I like that component of it. And, you know, the other thing, too, is you also do really a complex history and physical. You get into detail into people's life to really find the triggers and to help them with that also, correct?
Exactly. I mean, we you know, this is a very complicated, complex disease, and it for optimum success, it requires a comprehensive treatment. Just in a diabetic, you would never just give them, you know, nutritional education and exercise regimens. Of course, that's necessary. That has to be done. But also, some diabetics require metformin. Some diabetics require insulin. It's just part of that disease. And the same thing with alcoholism. All the counseling, the education, that's all necessary. But many alcoholics, to be successful, require medication because during that very first critical 6 months, there's a major dysregulation in the neurotransmitters, and that dopamine-mediated reinforcement-seeking loop is so amplified that people are ravaged and more or less hijacked. The saying is their brain is hijacked by these intrusive, compulsive cravings to use hundreds and hundreds of times a day. So people that are dying to quit, want to quit, understand they're certainly not having fun. This notion that this is just some weakness – when people get to the point of really suffering from alcoholism, they're not having fun. They're hopeless. They're desperate. They're depressed. They realize the damage that they're doing to everyone that loves them and cares about them, but they can't stop. And that's because there's this major dysregulation, like I said, in the circuitry of the brain. And so we use medications, and in our case, we frequently use a subcutaneous implant to remove all the variable of compliance. People don't have to take the pill every day to help significantly reduce or in many cases eliminate those cravings so people can then focus on the psychosocial behavioral aspect of their recovery.
Exactly. And I want to talk a little bit about that after break too. So I want our listeners to stay tuned for that. We're going to actually talk about that implant and how it really is different from other types of treatments out there. And, you know, I love how you also treat all the other comorbid disorders that go along with it. And oftentimes, you know, people will come home because they've had stress. Like you mentioned, we all have stress. It's just how we deal with it and how it creates sleep problems. And then people may be having one drink, two drinks to sleep at nighttime. And that eventually turns into other issues and problems out there. And you guys treat the whole person, including these disorders that go along with alcoholism also.
Exactly. And very similar to your practice, you know, we try to be a – we see the person where we need to treat them to entire wholeness and wellness. It's not just a problem-focused treatment. And alcoholics – By nature of the disease, are deplete in a number of very important vitamins and nutrients. They're malnourished. They drink many of their calories, and when they do eat, it's at weird times, and it's impulsive. It's usually quick, unhealthy food. So we have to assess them and replete a number of vitamins and nutrients. Invariably, alcoholics all have poor sleep because alcohol thoroughly disrupts the sleep architecture. They may pass out, but the architecture of the sleep is poor, and then they'll frequently have a startle response and wake up early. So we have to address that because poor quality sleep creates more stress, which in turn creates more behaviors that you're trying to treat your stress. And in these cases, these people are choosing unhealthy behaviors to treat stress, which is drinking. We encourage, you know, good nutrition and exercise regimens. We assess for comorbid, of course, anxiety and depression, and we address that. What I like to say is we want to patch up every hole in the boat where it's taken on water. And whatever people need, and frequently alcoholics require a number of different facets to be treated in their recovery, we do that. Rather than just doing the psychosocial or just doing the medicines or just giving them vitamins, we're doing everything that we can to set people up for success.
Listeners, we got to take a quick break, and I want everybody to grab a pen, write down this phone number, because everyone knows somebody in their life that may have suffered from this, and I encourage my listeners to give Start Fresh Recovery a call. The phone number is 702-919-0000. 702-919-0000. StartFreshRecovery.com. We're going to be right back with Dr. George Filarius after the break.
CBS Tuesday, it's the next big thing in the Big Easy.
Are we going to have some fun?
NCIS New Orleans premieres after NCIS CBS Tuesday.
Do you strive for a healthy body and better way of life? Christy Thomas, doctor of nursing practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center, understands and focuses her practice on health promotion, disease prevention, and the well-being of her patients. Her extensive education and training allows her to provide comprehensive care, including health assessments, diagnosing and managing acute illnesses, and managing chronic conditions. If you are feeling fatigue, stress, weight gain, why wait to feel better, Las Vegas? Call today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Christy plays a pivotal role in the future of healthcare and is at the forefront of providing preventative care to the public. She can be heard on KXNT News Talk every Saturday morning at 10 a.m., sharing her advice and taking your calls. Strive for a healthy body and better way of life. Call Vitality Medical and Wellness Center today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Or visit online, vitalitymedicalwellness.com.
prizes can be picked up at the CBS Radio M&K Heating and Cooling box offices located at 7255 South Tenaya Way, Suite 100. If your AC is down, call M&K Heating and Cooling at 702-263-0746. License number 68651.
There's a lot of famous brothers out there, but have you heard the Retirement Brothers?
We have a fun show to talk about retirement and all things that concern seniors and retirees.
If you're thinking about retirement or are now retired, let's come up with a sound plan moving forward that's not volatile.
My focus is to help people accomplish those goals.
Join the Retirement Brothers Saturday afternoons at 5
for a light, enjoyable conversation about serious retirement topics
on FM News 100.5 AXNT. Find out more at AshtonStrobel.com.
Fight of Las Vegas is on September 27th. Daughtry, The Script, Kobe Calais, OAR, American Authors, Lindsay Sterling, and Tropical Smoothie is your exclusive discount coupon headquarters. Head into your participating Tropical Smoothie Cafe in the Valley for your $2 off coupon while supplies last.
The News Radio 100.5 KXNT Cash Code is back. When you hear the cash code around 5 after each hour, call **WIN within 15 minutes or register at KXNT.com. We'll call one qualifying listener nationwide at random. And if you know the cash code, you win a grand. A multi-city contest brought to you by New Mayo Medical Center. Visit us at NUMALE.com. This is It's Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. The doctor is in to talk about your health and your vitality on FM News 100.5.
Welcome back, Las Vegas, to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, with Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. I have an exciting guest on the show that we've been talking about alcoholism and how it's a complex disease, and it's really just socially not acceptable, but it really is a physical, it's a psychosocial component. It's a very complex disease out there. Oftentimes, you know, I say that it's almost harder to treat somebody with alcoholism because it is so complex than somebody with diabetes and hypertension because it has so many components to it. And when people are looking for a center to help them, they need to be looking for something that is complex. It has a wellness approach. It's really digging down into the whole reason why somebody may be drinking or using, you know, pain meds or pills. And I want to give my listeners a phone number because everyone knows somebody that can benefit from this program at Start Fresh Recovery. It's startfreshrecovery.com. The phone number is 702-919-0000. I have Dr. George Flaris on the line with me today. We've been talking about alcoholism and really how it is physiological, it is psychosocial, and if only one component of the disease is treated, people may not be successful in their program. And, you know, Dr. George, you offer such a great center over there, and it's right here in Las Vegas now. It's just recently opened up. This program is confidential, completely for patients. No one needs to know they're getting treatment there. People can go on with their daily life. They can work. They can maintain in their house. They can do, you know, the things that they normally do. It's an outpatient center. And you offer a really unique treatment that a lot of people don't offer. And I want to talk a little bit in the next, you know, half of the break about the treatment and this implant that you do and kind of really the benefits of it. And why people, you know, when they get the pills or the medications, that they oftentimes will fall off treatment, and that this treatment is so beneficial and can help people out there.
Yeah, you know, you're exactly right, Dr. Christie. You know, it's funny you say alcoholism is the third leading cause of preventable death in our country and costlier to our country, like you said, costlier than diabetes and cancer. And in fact, it is better to get diagnosed with a number of different cancers than to be diagnosed with alcoholism. The survival is better, and it's terrifying. It is it's a disease that absolutely needs to be treated. Treatment in our country has been quite misguided and inadequate, and for a number of reasons. But it's only treated one component of the disease, and I'm a staunch supporter of AA or any alternative group meetings in the 12 steps, but for many people that's just not enough because the physiological component is not addressed. And AA, as wonderful of an organization as it is, was started in 1935. That's before penicillin was in use. So for the vast majority of alcoholics suffering this critically devastating disease, the only treatment option that most people are offered is something that hasn't changed since before diabetes or before penicillin was in use. But we understand medically that it is not just a disease of weakness. It's not just a disease, a psychological or sort of psychosocial disease of choice or whatever. It is a complicated, chronic medical disease of brain circuitry. So it requires a comprehensive medical approach, which includes a thorough evaluation. It includes a wellness and vitamin and nutrient repletion. It includes a safe and comfortable detox from the physical dependence, which takes about a week or so. It includes medications to reduce cravings or eliminate cravings. And then it also requires all of the psychosocial, behavioral, emotional, spiritual treatments for those manifestations. And then if we can do all of that, that gives people the best chance to succeed.
So, and I want to talk too a little bit about detox, because when patients or, you know, listeners hear about detox, they think that, you know, people are put in on lockdown, they're put on these medications, and detox doesn't have to be painful, and it doesn't have to be, you know, people struggle at it. You offer an approach that is comfortable, and patients really succeed afterwards.
Exactly. The most people, and I also, you know, work in the hospital, I work in the ICU, so I take care of patients that are really, really going through detox and in the intensive care unit. Many people, though, can be detoxed on an outpatient basis. The vast majority can, and there's those few cases where people have had a history of really, you know, having a seizure, major DTs, and confusion. And those people are better suited to go inpatient somewhere, or even have home health give them medications. But the vast majority of people, we can provide them medications in a slow taper form to make their detox safe and comfortable and tolerable. They don't have to be – many people can't quit because, of course, the withdrawals are so uncomfortable, and they have a lot of anxiety, and they can't sleep, and they're shaky and sweaty, and that's unpleasant. But we have a lot of medicines that we slowly taper them down, and over, you know, 5 days or so, patients feel fine. And so the vast majority of people, we can detox on an outpatient basis with no problem.
You know, Dr. George, tell us a little bit, too, because this is very unique with your clinic here, about the implant that you do at your center.
So most people fail recovery, and the most critical stages are these first few months, those first 6 months in particular, when most people fall off. And these are very well-determined people that are dying to quit, but they fall off, and that is because the physiological neurocircuitry of the brain is all out of whack. Now, over time, that can improve itself and recover, but people are bombarded and overwhelmed by these cravings to drink, and that's kind of a complex mechanisms of different aspects of the brain. I don't want to get into all the brain chemistry, but anyone that's tried to quit something they're addicted to, whether it's gambling, whether it's smoking, drugs, any of these addictions, pornography, it's all mediated by the same pathway. And people are just ravaged. They can't focus. Many people can't even focus in AA meetings and with their therapists and counselors because they're overwhelmed by these cravings. And so we have medications that are available. They've been underused, but that have been available for a number of years to help significantly eliminate, to reduce or eliminate those cravings. For the past number of years, they've only been available in the pill form. Recently, they've been approved in the injectable form, which lasts about three and a half weeks. What we use is a specially compounded implantable form, which in my opinion and in my experience is the most effective because it removes patient compliance, which is the biggest variable. People just don't take their medicines. People don't take their blood pressure medicines or diabetes medicines, but the most non-compliant patient is going to be an alcoholic. He's just not going to take the pill. So that's almost off the table. But if we can, we use this implant, which is surgically placed in a very minor 15-minute outpatient procedure under local anesthesia, and it starts to slowly release the medicine in very low but effective doses for a number of months, which in many cases eliminates, in most cases significantly reduces the cravings to use. So it allows these people to be relieved of that burden, that overwhelming burden that has made them fail so many times in the past.
Exactly. And Dr. George, I'm so thankful that you came on the show to provide to our listeners what benefits and how your treatment center really is different. Listeners, please call Dr. George at 702-919-0000, 702-919-0000. And I do want to mention most insurances may cover some of this treatment plan out there. So startfreshrecovery.com. I've been on with Dr. George. I want to thank you again for providing to our listeners and coming on the show. I am your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, with Vitality Medical and Wellness Center.